Time for a Stank Gang podcast and time to talk about Midwestern State women's soccer with Ryan Spence. I'm Pete Stein. Thanks for joining us for this weekly podcast. And be sure you catch part of this three-match homestand that Midwestern State is part of that opened this past weekend against Dallas Baptist, but continues Saturday against West Texas A&M, and then a Halloween matchup with Lubbock Christian is coming up as well. Before we talk about Dallas Baptist and those upcoming matches, let's go back a week and talk about the game in Odessa. You beat Permian Basin 3-2, and we had talked about it last week when you were in Odessa that that might be a physical match. It turned out to be that, especially at the end. Those of us that were watching the live stream couldn't tell exactly what happened at the end. We know Janae got a red card, but it looked like it could have been avoided if a foul had simply been called a lot earlier. But things were allowed to escalate.
Yeah, it was kind of, I guess, the last kind of 10 minutes, I guess the energy was a bit higher on both ends. And then you kind of see a foul that was going to happen, you know, when you're up two goals. The ball was going to an area where we were going to kill some time off, under 2 minutes, I guess. And then, you know, Janae felt like it was a little bit more of an aggressive foul than she would have liked. And then the two kind of tussled up a bit. And then yeah, I guess an exchange happened. And then we end up kind of getting the worst part of that. And just it was kind of a – yeah, the game wasn't managed as well as it probably needed to be from the reffing crew, but also just the ability to handle emotions a little bit better.
Seemed like a really tough environment to play in. One, it didn't seem like – it doesn't seem like it's a great turf to play soccer on.
Yeah, it's their training field for football as well, so it'd be like us going out there on that training field, which is a little bit flatter. You got big guys cutting. And so you can kind of feel a little bit of in the middle of the field where the hashes are, that it's a little bit more beat up. The wind was rough that day.
Yeah.
And of course in West Texas period, you got the dust.
I was going to say, it seemed like it was just surrounded by dust and the crowd is, you can't really feel the crowd. It didn't seem like as I was watching the stream.
Yeah. It's always a tough place. I mean, people have issues. Texas women's, who's in the lead right now, they only got one goal that game. So for us to score three, I don't think they've given up three goals at home all year.
No, they had. I believe they had outscored their opponents at home 10-4.
Yeah.
Going into that match, so I mean, you played them probably as well at their place as anybody has this year.
I thought the girls handled a formation shift in the second half, and we went against the wind. And I thought they did it really well. So yeah, it was kind of a. Yeah, it's always a tough place to play there. It's always hard. Getting 3 points going to Odessa is good.
And I think Bella Cruz got two goals for you in that game. And she's starting to come to life. More and more of her shots are on frame. That's going to give her more and more opportunities to score.
I think she's just understanding kind of where to be a little bit better. She's got a shot. She's got the green light to shoot. So just her understanding and us understanding kind of how to get the best out of her was kind of evident that afternoon.
And then you came home and you took on a Dallas Baptist team ranked 25th in the nation. How did things go Saturday afternoon? I know the result was a 3-1 victory for the Patriots, but what was your assessment of the performance?
Well, I think game plan going in, I think that the girls did really well with what I wanted them to do. Let's kind of turn this game into a bit of a scrappy game in the middle of the field, the middle third. And we did, I think, the first 20 minutes. Where we had all of our action and again, Bella Cruz got on an end and probably should have had a goal on anyone else that was playing in goal. It probably would have went in. Their keeper, she does really well in the high balls. And Bella hit a good shot from 25 yards out that was saved, and that might have been a really good reward for the work we were putting in, but we didn't get it. Sometimes that, again, can be a little bit of a negative now, and then we go down and they score two goals kind of pretty quick on our – lack of defending, kind of lack of just urgency to be dangerous on the defending side late in the final third. And so getting those two goals, it swings things a bit. But start of the second half, they came back out and did well, earned a good goal back. But then you can't concede 3 minutes later. And that's kind of a backbreaking when you do that.
Yeah, that was a nice ball that Alessandra Romano sent into Savoy. And then she just one-timed to volley and got it just above the fingertips of the keeper. It was a beautiful goal that you scored in that game.
That was my opinion, probably her best goal she's had since she's been here. And it's probably one of the better goals we've scored, I guess, since I've been here as well. It's just, it was timely. We needed it. It's not an easy angle, what she did over, kind of angled towards the goal, inside the foot. Doesn't have to look to strike it hard. Just put it on frame, and she did. And it was a good run. And yeah, it was,
I think that's
one of those
a big
moments.
Part of it. It was a good run.
Yeah,
that,
I mean,
she
it's,
made.
It's one of those moments she'll remember for a while, probably.
And now she's got at least 1 point in 3 of the last 4 matches for Midwestern State. What is it about Cassidy's game that's kind of seen her blossom here in the last 4 matches?
I think attacking, she's just resilient. She puts herself in good areas. You know, I wouldn't say necessarily skill sets get her what she needs. She's kind of a work ethic. Fitness is always great, and that's what allows her to be in those good positions to then let that skill set thrive. So yeah, just attacking wise, making those runs, is what she can do. Just the part with her is just, I mean, a lot of these girls, they get in their head a little bit when they're struggling at times. It's just letting them know you're fine. Just go out there and make mistakes. It's okay. She get out there and just sometimes not thinking is good. And that's what she's done in some of those runs. Just see it and go run through and put yourself in a good position. It was a good cross. And I mean, she did really well with the attempt.
I always think about the old John Wooden line, be smart, but don't think.
Yes.
And it's kind of the challenge that an athlete has. And talking about Romano, you talk about a work rate. She's got a pretty high work rate for you.
Yeah, she's got an engine. That's kind of the reason we liked her, because she's got the ability to play a couple positions. And she's a bulldog. Sometimes we got to tell her to don't tackle so much. So she is one of those, she sees, she goes. So maybe she's the opposite of like, hey, if you just kind of hesitate a little bit, the player will give you the ball, and then allow your skill sets to go forward with her. And so she's done well. She's not afraid to tackle. She's not afraid to head a ball. Just the hardest thing with being a coach is trying to put the most people into their skill sets as often as you can without diminishing something. So. And she's one of those, just trying to get her an open space to go forward.
Injuries are starting to pile up for you?
Injuries are starting to come back. I think Janae Owens got a miss for the red card. But I think, I mean, this morning we had 3 people sitting out of 27. So more than we've had in a while. So I think they're hopefully starting to come back at the right time to finish these 3 games out.
And we are down to the final 3 games, and Midwestern State 6-4-5 overall. But what's important is that 3-3-3 record within the Lone Star Conference, which has got you right now 7th with 12 points, trailing A&M International and Angelo State by just 3 points for 4th. There's kind of a log jam in there. So how do you assess where you are in terms of the standings and in terms of making it to the conference tournament?
Yeah, just win games.
I mean, you still kind of control your own fate here, don't you?
I mean, I think we. You look at the 3 games we've got. I mean, I think you're fine with the 3 we have left. Lubbock will be tough. I mean, West Texas is one of those. They're not having a good year, from their standards that they've created over the years. But man, they're scrappy. They don't get beat. If they get beat, they don't get beat by much. Everything's pretty close. When West Texas is always hard to play, luckily they're coming to our place. Hopefully the weather holds out. But it's supposed to be a bit of a cooler day that homecoming afternoon. So, I think you're okay with what we have left. Just got to do what we do best. You know, get at teams, press high, but also finish. We are a good finishing team when we have the confidence.
5th in the conference in goals scored.
Yeah. And we should be probably way higher than that with the amount of opportunities we've created. So, yeah, I mean, I think right now we're okay.
You mentioned the struggles West Texas is having. They're 1-7-5 overall. They're winless in the conference with 5 losses and 3 draws, coming off a 1-0 loss to Texas Woman's in Canyon on Saturday. That's the 6th time they were shut out this season, and they've been shut out in 4 of their last 5 matches. Coming into this week, they don't have a goal in over 190 minutes. They've got 1 player that's got 2 goals, 6 players with 1 goal each. They've been outscored 22-8, and they've been outshot by a wide margin, 218-84. So this isn't the West Texas team you're accustomed to seeing, is it?
No, normally they've got, I mean, the last six years, they've always had a goal scorer. And that's kind of everyone. And, you know, if you don't have someone that's going to be the one who's putting the ball in the back of the net, you're kind of reaching to figure out how to get that confidence. But, I mean, they've got good players. They've just been in a little bit of a rut. That's the part you never want to be in, but every coach is going to have that period where you're in a little bit of a rut. But, I mean, they've got good enough players to hurt you when you – give them a chance. So that's going to be the part, is just don't make mistakes on our ends to give us a good chance.
Recently, though, you've got pretty good memories against West Texas. You won two of the last three meetings with the Lady Buffaloes.
I think, I think we've just played them at the right time, and then just been maybe a bit more healthier and deeper. Like last year when we played them, I felt like we had a little bit more juice in our legs and coming from the bench than maybe they had late in the year.
It's funny that I was looking back at those last three meetings, and in the two wins, Cassidy has scored in both of those matches for you.
Well, that means she's got to do it again if we're going to get a win. So you got to keep that going.
And you had the last time they were here at Staying Park, it was October of 21, and you had a 3-0 lead in the 48th minute of that game. How important is it to get off to a quick start against them this year?
I think like that year, you knew they were going to score goals. So you're like, oh, crap, we better put the chances we have away because they were going to do it.
And they did. They scored twice in a quick span after the 80th minute.
And I think, the two penalty kick goals by us being a bit lazy in our positioning. I think this last, I think like compared to this year, they maybe don't have that goal score, so they're defending a little bit better, focusing more on the defensive shape. So you've got to kind of like the men's team, where a lot of teams are going to sit down on them because they maintain possession. This team's going to be very organized and sit back maybe a little bit more and make it difficult and try to catch you on a counter.
You also mentioned it's part of homecoming. You got a 1 o'clock game at Staying Park. It is a big homecoming weekend. Does that make the game somewhat special?
Maybe not so much for the soccer side. Homecoming's a little bit more directed with football. So it would be nice to get maybe another 100, 150 people in the stands. I think that's the big part, what homecoming can bring you. Is a lot of families coming in town and us giving them something to come and do and come and watch, and hopefully we can get them some goals to be entertained.
Hopefully the weather cooperates as well. It's been kind of a dreary start to the week so far, and you don't have a midweek match this week, so is that a benefit to you going into the West Texas game?
I think so. Getting some legs back would be good. I mean, this morning in training, it was pouring down rain the whole time. It was fun. The girls were energized. I mean, I wasn't cold, even though it was pouring down rain. The weather was still 75, a little bit humid. It was actually really fun. I enjoyed what the girls brought, and we have to manipulate training sessions now with regards to staying out of tackles, because we've had a little bit of an injury bug. So that's the trick, is how do we get competition without actually hitting each other? Yeah, it's been good. This morning was good. It was pouring down rain. Hopefully it stops eventually.
I know gridiron football players like playing in the rain. Did soccer players like playing in the rain?
Ooh, I don't know. When I had hair, no. When I shaved my head, yes. I love the rain. So that's what I told. I made a joke with the coaches this morning. Oh, when I shaved my head, I wanted it to rain every day. It's just different.
I'm not sure I understand that.
Some of the girls do. Some of the girls, I think, like it. Some of them are from areas that they're used to it. If you're from Texas, you're maybe not used to playing in the rain. Playing in a warm rain is a little bit different.
Most of the time
it's raining in Texas.
The other thing, I don't think it was real windy today.
No, it was great.
When you worked out this morning.
No,
so that
makes
a big difference, too.
No, it was fun.
So
I like the rain. Ball zips around a little bit more. You got to focus on your touch a bit more, where maybe in football, you got to maybe keep it on the ground a little bit more. But in soccer, it's just getting adjusted to how the ball rolls.
You'll also have Lubbock Christian coming in for Halloween. That'll be a 5 o'clock game at Staying Park. Kind of nice to get a 3-game homestand this late in the year.
Yeah, I think we started with, 4 games on the road or 3 out of 4 to start the year, and then we knew we were going to end it here. Just kind of how we've had to do the last couple of years. Got to go on a late run to get in the mix. So good thing now we're at home during that stretch.
How much attention are you paying to the standings in terms of the teams above you, what we would call scoreboard watching, maybe in baseball? Are you doing a lot of that?
I'm not, because at the end of the day, you've got to – I mean, it's nice to see where people are because it allows you to see what you need in the other games. But, all of us coaches talk to each other all the time, and we know where we're at and what we need. And the hard part is the teams that have been in the past, the bottom teams aren't. I mean, A&M International is on a long hot streak. Oklahoma Christian's good. There's just no weak teams anymore, and that's the hard part of this conference is – you just got to get those 3 points when you can and pray some of them don't.
No, to your point, I mean, even West Texas is down near the bottom of the table, but we know they're a tough team.
Yeah. No, and it's
this is going to be a challenge on Saturday.
Definitely.
Fans shouldn't look at that record and think, oh, this is a gimme, because it's anything but, right?
Yep. No, I totally agree.
That's Ryan Spence, the women's soccer head coach here at Midwestern State. We talk to him every week on the Staying Gang podcast. Be sure to tell your friends, and be sure to be out at Staying Park for at least one, if not both, of the remaining games on this homestand. Saturday, 1 o'clock, Staying Park, West Texas A&M visiting Midwestern State. I'm Pete Stein. So long.